Welcome to Getting Social with the Curious Cowgirl. I'm Mary, and as an antique dealer, I have found social media marketing to be an invaluable partner in reaching my customers. In this podcast, I'll share my insights, easy and actionable tips, and simple recommendations for my fellow antique dealers who want to grow their business. Let's get started. Hey, you all. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Social with the Curious Cowgirl. I hope you're doing well. Okay, y'all, I have got a real, like, super successful secret tip to share with y'all today. Are you ready? Because this is gold, and I'm excited to share this with y'all. I've got the answer to a question I get asked all the time. That is, you know, I hate to say guaranteed, but I mean, it's real high probability that this is really going to transform your entire Instagram account. The question is, what is it that I need to be posting that's going to get me a lot of followers and a lot of likes and a lot of comments? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever asked somebody that? You're like, what do I need to post? It's really, really, really going to jumpstart my account, is really going to help me see my numbers grow. I've got the answer. Are you ready? You need to show your face. Are you just dying inside that's my answer? I bet you feel that way because I know that I really, really, really struggle with this myself. And because I know I struggle with it a lot, I bet y'all do too. And so I thought, you know what? We need to talk about it. So let's spend some time together talking about why you need to show your face on Instagram. Okay, so there are really kind of two images or videos that are almost, you know, in the realm of things that are clean family fun that are guaranteed to get a lot of interaction on Instagram. One of them is animals. I'm sure we all love to see a cute cat video or dog video or funny video of a squirrel doing whatever. So animals always get a lot of interaction. And then anytime somebody posts a picture of themselves or a video of themselves, that's always going to get a lot of interaction. And, you know, if you don't believe me, you can go look at accounts where they let you see how many likes and comments they get. Sometimes people hide how many likes they get on a particular post, but if they don't do that, you can go do a little study yourself and go look at somebody's account that has, you know, a lot of posts that are mainly of inanimate objects and then maybe has a few pictures or videos of themselves sprinkled in, and you can kind of compare for yourself, how, you know, kind of the difference in the interaction. But I can promise you from personal experience, I know this, that I can post really good, beautiful images of the things that I'm selling or really fun reels of the things I'm selling. But every 10th or 12th post, when I post a picture of myself or a picture of, you know, me and my husband together or whatever, the interaction is significantly higher. The likes are significantly higher. The comments are significantly higher. And not from a vanity standpoint is that important, but it's important from, you know, kind of a indicator to the algorithm that we are putting content on that other people find interesting and worthy of interacting with, and also important in terms of building a relationship with our followers. So let's kind of talk about that for a second. If any of you all have ever studied marketing or taken marketing classes or whatever, there's a phrase that is thrown around a lot in the marketing world, and that is how you increase the know, like, and trust factor with your business. Know meaning K-N-O-W. So the know, like, and trust factor. you know, I think we all want to feel comfortable and confident in the people that we're doing business with, particularly when we're meeting those businesses online. You know, I think all of us know that, you know, you can kind of make situations or businesses or whatever look like anything on Instagram, you know, kind of that Instagram versus reality. And so I think we all want to feel like, you know, when we are taking the time to follow somebody on Instagram or do business with them on Instagram, or we are sort of compelled to do business with them because of being introduced to them on Instagram, that we really feel like on some level we know them, we like them, and we trust them. And, you know, that's always a challenge to sort of sow those seeds on social media. But one of the ways that we can do that is by showing people literally what we look like. I think for those of us who are selling antiques and vintage online, or really anybody that's just selling a physical product online, you know, the number one thing that we, of course, want to post about is images and video of the things we're selling. But if that is all that we do, then, you know, I think we run the risk of our accounts having no human touch. You know, there's nothing that sets us apart from all the other accounts on Instagram where they are posting images and video of the things that we're selling. So, you know, if we're brave enough, and I mean me too, if we are brave enough to post a picture or a video of ourselves, then it really humanizes our business. It gives people, I guess, a level of confidence that they're really dealing with a real human being and not just some kind of, you know, business that doesn't, you know, have any personal touch. They can trust us. They can visualize us. And I think that helps grow that know, like, and trust factor. And y'all, I know it's hard to do. It's hard for me. I think all of us are super self-conscious just in general. Even the most self-confident person, you know, on some level, I'm sure you think, oh gosh, do I look okay? Does my hair look okay? You know, do I have bags under my eyes? You know, whatever it is. All of us wrestle with that all the time. And social media, I think, compounds that by a factor of a million. But I think we also have to acknowledge that, you know, one, most people are not looking at videos and images of us really with a super, super, super judgmental lens, especially if they're following us because we're selling antiques and vintage. At the end of the day, what people really care about is the quality of the product we're selling, but it's nice for them to see us from time to time too. So, you know, we are not fashion influencers. We're not beauty influencers where it really, really, really does matter what we look like because we're selling that aspect of ourselves. What we're doing when we show images and video of ourselves is we're not selling ourselves. We're just humanizing our account. So to the degree that we can all kind of take a deep breath and not worry so much about, you know, what does my makeup look like? Do I have bags under my eyes? You know, oh, I wish I could lose 10 pounds. None of that matters. We're really just trying to humanize, you know, and kind of give a face to the business, which is really important. So I want to give you all maybe three really simple tips or ways that you can incorporate a picture or a video of yourself that's maybe relatively painless that will help increase that know, like, and trust factor. So the first one is, consider taking a picture of yourself or a video of yourself in some kind of behind the scenes aspect of what you do. For example, let's say that you do a lot of sourcing at estate sales or you go thrifting. Well, maybe take a quick selfie of yourself standing in front of, you know, standing in line for the estate sale. Maybe take a quick picture or selfie of yourself, you know, standing in front of, you know, in the thrift shop, you know, the shelf of all the stuff behind you. It's not a professional picture. You're not posing for it. You don't have to get real uptight about it, but it shows you in your natural element, kind of behind the scenes, doing what you do to find the things that you find that you offer up to people to buy. You know, maybe another behind the scenes is a picture, a before and after of your booth, when you walked in on a Monday, what it looked like after the weekend, and then after you spend an hour kind of, you know, zhuzhing it back up again, take a selfie. That, because really that's more about the before and after of what your booth looks like. But if you get your face in that picture too, then again, you're humanizing your account. And that's kind of a painless way to show people what you look like, is that aspect of a behind the scenes. Another way, a second way that you can maybe easily incorporate pictures or video of yourself is to film yourself or have somebody film you talking about an object that you have for sale. Now, I know that might immediately make your blood pressure go up and make you, you know, feel kind of nervous, but if you can, you know, even if somebody has to film you like 6 or 7 times talking about different things before you feel comfortable, the more you start talking about the things you're selling, the easier it's going to be for you to do that when the camera's rolling. Because if the camera's not rolling, it's real easy for us to pick up a thing in our booth and explain to somebody what it is, why it's interesting, why it's valuable, where you found it, whatever the things are that you would share in talking about something you have for sale. And for some reason, when the camera starts rolling, you know, we kind of all freeze up. But if you'll maybe practice 4 or 5 times, have somebody just hold the camera and film you doing it, it may be the 6th or 7th time before you feel like, okay, I didn't feel as nervous, that didn't feel as weird, I didn't freeze up as much. It may take a little bit of practice before you're ready to post that video, but that really is valuable. One, they're seeing your face, and two, they're hearing you talk about, you know, the objects that you're selling, which is really going to help grow that know, like, and trust factor. It may just take a little bit of practice and getting used to, but, you know, it's like riding a bicycle, you know, you're kind of wobbly at the beginning, but the more you do it, the better you get at it. And before you know it, I mean, it's like a no-brainer to turn on that camera and start taping yourself or letting somebody film you, you know, whatever. So that may be something you want to practice. The third tip is just super, super basic. Upload a picture of yourself. It doesn't matter what it's from, where it's from, when you took it. It doesn't really matter. Upload a picture every, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th post so that people can see what you look like. You know, I find myself very often going to an Instagram account that I'm following, and I will scroll through a lot of their images to kind of get a sense of what the account is about, the kind of things that they're selling. Yeah, there's lots of reasons why we might go to somebody's account and really spend a minute kind of looking at everything they've posted. Well, if, you know, a tenth of those posts are images of yourself, then it's not the bulk of what you're posting, and people are not, you know, analyzing it in the same way that, again, you would analyze somebody who's like a fashion influencer or a beauty influencer. They literally are just kind of getting a sense of, oh, okay, that's what the Curious Cowgirl looks like. That's what she looks like. So it could be a picture that was taken of you during the holidays. Maybe it was at a kid's graduation. You know, I wouldn't necessarily post pictures of you with your family unless your family is part of your business. I wouldn't necessarily post, you know, a picture of you with your best friend, you know, on a girls' trip, unless that has something to do with your business. I think that kind of confuses the issue. And I would kind of keep personal to your personal account and business to your business account. So crop, you know, at the risk of making that other person mad, crop them out and just upload a picture of yourself. But, you know, do that every once in a while. And I think that that will really help, one, up the engagement on your account, and two, kind of help your audience get a better sense of who you are and what you're all about so they can like you, trust you, and feel more comfortable doing business with you. I know it feels scary, you all, but I really want you to practice showing your face. I appreciate y'all being here with me today. If you would like to reach out to me regarding deeper help in terms of one-on-one coaching or even organizing a group of dealers in your community or antique mall, I teach via Zoom all the time. I work with clients one-on-one via Zoom all the time. So feel free to email me at marythecuriouscowgirl@gmail.com, and I would be delighted to visit with you. Have a great day.